9, Confessions of 7, Confessions 87 at Wild941.com. Darina has written us and says, "Dear Orlando and the Freak Show, what do you do when you're afraid of your own child? My husband and I raised 4 kids, 28, 26, 23. All are out on their own and off into their lives and been nothing but a success and a pride story for us. We have one child still in the house, a big, angry 17-year-old that is left before we get to an empty nest. It's different than the other siblings, and I'm scared of him. He's always been a wild child. That's been fine, but with virtual school, exclusion from his normal routine has just made him mean and irreverent. Weeks ago, he went out to friends and didn't bother to call or come home until well after 3 o'clock in the morning, which doesn't stand in our house. It's never stood. My husband gave him the same speech he's given his brothers and sister 20 times over. But this time, my son pushed back. He pushed back verbally and he pushed back physically. My husband is strong and very proud, but pushing 60 years old, and our son has grown 60 pounds heavier and 14 inches taller since their last altercation, which made it more of a bout instead of chastising. His aggressive physical reaction scared me, and I could tell it scared my husband. It's been rough, but never this defiant or angry, and it's just getting out of control. Our silver lining has always been off to college, then we will be done. And now it's up in the air with COVID modifications and home virtualness and whatever. I was okay with it, but now I just don't want him in our house. At least for another year or so, I don't think I can do it. He turns 18 in September, but we're afraid in our own home right now and avoid him. What do you do when you are no longer able to be in charge? My kids started my infatuation with your show years ago, and I find myself tuned in every morning. I love and need the laughs more now than ever. Bless you all, Darina."
Wow. If there's any silver lining, at least he's about to be 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2 months.
So I don't know.
So what do you, I mean, because.
You can't kick him out at 17, can you?
You can't kick him out at 17, but I mean, even at, okay, if you got to, I mean, I guess at 18, because they mentioned everybody moved on and went on to their own lives or whatever. So I'm assuming that because he ain't got a job or nothing, they paying for college or they maybe it's prepaid or what. You know, they sound like they didn't put stuff together, rules and whatever. So if he's going off to college, then that's one thing. But if he's home doing college, home is where they live. Right. So he don't have other options. So how do you put out somebody and then put them through school?
If he has older siblings, it sounds like he's the youngest one, right?
Yeah, he's the youngest. Yeah.
You can maybe have some type of family intervention because for him to not be afraid to fight back against his own parents, that's a problem. And that's very sad for you to love your kids and want the best for your kids, but you're avoiding them
right.
in your own house.
Right.
You might have to bring other family members in it, specifically the siblings.
But, like, I mean, she said the dad is proud, so I don't know if the dad want to lose control of the house, like, and bring in folks or whatever, but he's also getting older.
I like that idea. This does seem like an all-hands-on-deck thing, and if he's not respecting the dad, maybe one of those 3 older brothers, maybe he'll look up to or at least listen to, help him get him back on track. That's a tough situation.
Maybe
he doesn't get to go to college. Maybe if you have a little bit of money set aside for him, maybe that's a deposit on an apartment to get him out.
Darina wrote us because there's an issue where her son is angry. He's 17 years old and lashing out and bigger than daddy. And daddy got bowled up on. And now they walking around the house hiding because they afraid of this terrorist in the house. And they got 3 kids that are older, 2 boys and a girl. And it looks like they are 28, 26, and 23, all off on their own. A lot of people are suggesting that they have some sort of intervention. Let's see here. Robert is on the line. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Man, what's your suggestion for Doreen? Karina.
I tell you what, I grew up in a family of 13. If any one of my siblings stepped out of line and lost their respect from her parents, boy, I tell you what, he needed to go to ass whipping.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people saying that, dog. Now, let me ask you this, because, I mean, there is a part. I mean, I get the emotion part of it. That's fam. But that's also a crime. If you a 28-year-old coming over putting hands on a 17-year-old, you can go to jail.
Listen, it's called respect.
Yeah.
You lose respect, it's worth the trip to jail.
Wow.
You know what? I hear you, man, because that's a lesson.
The problem with society right now is they lost the respect, and they're afraid to put your hands. And I'll tell you what. Put my bracelets on. Let's ride.
I hear you, brother, man. Appreciate it, dog. Let's see. KJ, you said you were going through the same thing. Tell us about it.
What's going on, man? Yeah, man. I'm actually going through this. Well, I'm going through it in a sense that it hasn't got to that physical altercation. But, you know, he's 17 years old, getting ready to go out to college and all that there. So he's feeling his self a little bit and all that kind of stuff. But, I done already told him, man, whenever you feel you ready to take the title, you meet me out here in this front yard. See, that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the parents of today. You can't be scared of your kids, man. How you scared of your kids? Are you kidding me?
But when your kid get bigger than you, like, you know, there's moms out there who always be able to check their child. If their child get 5-6 feet taller than them, they'll still be able to check them. But you ain't going to do that to mom. But dad, you going to try and physically try and, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dad got bowed up on, and for the first time, it looked like it could have gone either way.
Yeah, KJ, what happens when the kid meets you and takes the title? Not your kid, of course.
Hey, yeah, but he ain't going to take the title, man. I'm going to give it to you like this. What happened when you put two bulls in the same pen?
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen? Come on, man. Somebody got to be the bull. Somebody got to be the sheep. I'm the bull, period.
But what if his size and your age meet together and then he end up standing over you winning? What? Now you got to shoot him. That's Marvin Gaye. Like Marvin Gaye got shot by his daddy because of that same thing.
I can give it to you in one word. Show me.
That's two, but I'm not gonna fight you. I get you, KJ. It's an emotional fight. I got you, bro. I know everybody ain't up on Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye got shot by his own daddy.
Wow.
Because he bowed up. Yeah. He was living in the house with his daddy. And dad told his daddy, I ain't going. His daddy said, yeah, you are. He's like, man, shut up. And he was grown. Grammy Award winner.
Oh, wow.
He was grown. He was just at the house because he was an addict on stuff and went back to the house to get right. And daddy was a reverend.
Did anything happen to his daddy?
And daddy went to jail.
Oh, really?
He shot and killed Marvin Gaye.
Oh, he killed him. I didn't know that's how he died.
That's how he died.
Wow.
It was like April 4th. Everybody thought it was April Fool's. I was a kid. I don't remember when. It was like in the 80s. But I remember he got killed. And I was like, who shot him? They're like, Marvin Gaye Sr.
Oh, that's awful.
Right. That's where it can go.
Oh, that one left.
Yeah. You can't just be fighting in the house. Jay is on the phone. Hey, Jay.
Yo, what's good? What's good? First time caller.
Hey, first time caller. First time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. You had a similar situation. What happened?
Listen, bro. All right. So the baby brother of the family is fatherless. I'm the oldest. Baby brother of the family decided, all right, I want to lose my mind. He loses his mind with mom.
Oh,
with mom. Like, did you pull up at mom, bro? I get the call. I come home. Bro, what's the issue? Man, it's blah, blah, blah. I said, but did you pull up at mom? Yeah, and that was all I needed, bro. That was all I needed. It's like, hey, at that point, there's like Dobby said, it's respect, bro. It's respect. Like,
right there, it was hands. It was on.
Yeah, bro, like. Hey, that's what he needed. Sometimes you need a whooping. Sometimes you need a whooping.
What happened after that, though?
Well, after that, him and mom had a sit down. They talked it out, and you know, it was some daddy issues. You know, he had going on with his father, because his dad ain't my dad. But you know, he having daddy issues, and he decided to take it out on mom. You know what I mean? But like. It's got to be an underlying issue with Buddy acting the way that he acting with 17. Like, all hands on deck with that right there, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so round up the family and get everybody in there so they can at least help regulate it.
Yeah, it's got to. I mean, daddy got to put that pride to the side, man. You know what I mean? Because mama uncomfortable at her home.
For real.
You can't have mama uncomfortable in her home, bro. Like, as daddy, you supposed to protect your house, regardless. I mean, if it's against one of your own kids, it is what it is. But, yeah, hey, put money to the side, put them out. Hey, go, here go your little apartment. Find your way through life.
Get it together. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
That's disrespectful, man.
Yeah, no, it is. It's heartbreaking too, man. So I do appreciate it, fam, because I mean, it's a way you got to pull the family together to help. I'm afraid. You know, people get afraid of jail. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big thing. Like you can't be fighting a kid, because if he want to make noise, if he want to be, you can do that in these days. It's easier back in the day.
Yeah, right.
These days, you might as well go to jail.
Yeah, you're going to make world star.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, you know, he don't sound like he's up for listening, but I do agree that you need to at least have the bigger family members, the brothers and sisters, come over there and say, okay, we're going to have this conversation, and you ain't going to put your hands on these parents no more, or we just going to throw you out. And then you just, I mean, and you do, I think you go to jail for that, too, if you put out a 17-year-old.
Really?
Yeah, she said September he turned 18.
September,
so
you gotta wait it out.
So yes, I mean, so that conversation might be at the birthday party.
Right.
Like, look here, everybody here for the birthday party, but we need to have an intervention first. Damn. All right. Hey, listen, Darina, stay safe. Tell your husband to call in the guards.